Mark Carlson started collecting materials on the Tulsa Race Massacre about 30 years ago because when he started researching it, he found magazines from the period had any articles about the massacre cut out of them.
There was a push at one point to try and sort of hide what happened. And it lasted for a long time that nobody talked about it. People would try to cover it up. And now we're trying to reverse that.
Carlson now owns the largest private collection of photographs from the race massacre, and the University of Tulsa, where he's head of special collections and university archives, has the largest institutional collection. During a two-day open house, Carlson welcomed guests to look over pictures from the massacre itself and from a scrapbook of Greenwood started in 1922, not only to learn something, but maybe also to point out people they knew.
Because part of the problem we have with the photos is there are so many unidentified people, whether living or victims. I can identify some people, but very few of them.
Carlson says identifying people in the photographs adds necessary context.
For example, there is a photograph of a man standing there looking at ruins.
The man is wearing a suit and hat with a bag hanging on his left shoulder. He holds something in front of him, close to his body, while taking in a pile of rubble and twisted metal.
That's Jacob Hooker. Jacob Hooker was a photographer and a Baptist minister, and he's actually looking at the ruin of his house in that photograph. But if you don't know who he is, you can't make that connection.
There's another sinister subject Carlson thinks he's identified. It's a young man wearing a flat cap, cigar between his lips, and wielding two shotguns. Carlson says he looks a lot like a mugshot of Fred Barker.
Fred Barker was part of the Barker Karpus gang during the 20s and 30s, and is actually a fairly famous criminal.
In addition to photographs, the collection includes newspapers, maps, and the text of letters from Oklahoma National Guard officers reporting to their commanders on what happened in Tulsa.
I am a documentary historian, which means that for me, oral history is an interesting conversation to have, but is not necessarily where things are, because I've also seen the folklore change over the decades. Documentation may not be more accurate, but at least once it's written down, it doesn't change as much.
Carlson says he wants answers to lingering questions about the Tulsa Race Massacre.
Most historians don't dispute the essential story theme, from the elevator incident to the arrest, the mobs, the next morning with the invasion and the looting and burning, the airplanes. These are not in question. This is pretty much all given. But what exactly was going on? And if there are, as some people think, hundreds of victims, where are they? So we need to find that out.
Carlson says he's glad the community is starting to talk about the race massacre and hopes everyone understands researchers are dealing with real people.
What happened in 21, these were real people with real stories, and it's not just some mythical thing that we just are throwing out there.
Matt Trotter, KWGS News.